Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. A significant milestone in India's diplomatic calendar is unfolding as we speak, with the arrival of South Korean President Lee Jae-myung in India for a three-day state visit, marking the highest-level bilateral diplomatic engagement between India and South Korea in recent years. This visit is expected to significantly advance the India-South Korea Special Strategic Partnership established in 2015. But why does this matter? It matters because this partnership has been growing over the decades, transforming from a primarily economic partnership into a multidimensional strategic one. What makes this significant is that India and South Korea established diplomatic relations as far back as 1973. First, let us look at the key milestones in this relationship. In 1996, India and South Korea signed a bilateral trade agreement, which was a crucial step in enhancing economic cooperation. Then, in 2010, they signed the Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement, or CEPA, which was India's first free trade agreement with an East Asian country. Building on this, in 2015, the relationship was upgraded to a Special Strategic Partnership, the highest level of bilateral designation between the two countries. And here is something that surprises many students. In 2023, a review of the CEPA was initiated to address the trade imbalance and expand services access. It is worth pausing here to note that South Korea is currently India's fifth largest trading partner in Asia, with bilateral trade standing at approximately $20 to $25 billion annually. But what does this mean for India's trade position? India runs a trade deficit with South Korea, importing much more than it exports. Now let us turn to the significance of President Lee Jae-myung's visit. President Lee came to power after South Korea's 2025 presidential election, following the impeachment and removal of President Yoon Suk-yeol over the short-lived martial law declaration of December 2024. Lee, of the Progressive Democratic Party, represents a shift in South Korea's domestic politics. His visit to India signals continuity in the strategic relationship irrespective of political change in Seoul. What does this mean for India's strategic position? It means that despite changes in the political landscape of South Korea, the country's commitment to its strategic partnership with India remains unchanged. And here is a key point: this visit is expected to focus on several critical areas, including defense and security cooperation, technology and semiconductor supply chains, and the upgrade of the CEPA. Crucially, South Korea is a global semiconductor powerhouse, home to giants like Samsung and SK Hynix. India's semiconductor mission, approved in 2023 with an outlay of 76,000 crore, positions India as a potential partner for diversifying chip production away from Taiwan. Discussions are expected on South Korean investment in India's semiconductor ecosystem, technology partnerships in display manufacturing, and collaboration in EV battery technology, where South Korea leads in battery chemistry. It is also worth noting that the CEPA upgrade under discussion aims to expand market access for Indian IT, pharmaceuticals, and services, add provisions on digital trade and e-commerce, and strengthen rules of origin norms to prevent trade deflection via South Korea. Now, let us look at the Act East policy and the Korean diaspora in India. South Korea is a pillar of India's Act East policy, the framework for deepening ties with East and Southeast Asia. The Korean community in India, concentrated in Delhi NCR's Korea Town in Gurugram, numbers around 10,000. South Korean companies such as Samsung, Hyundai, Kia, and LG are major investors in India's manufacturing sector, with cumulative FDI exceeding $5 billion. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The president of South Korea is Lee Jae-myung, of the Democratic Party, who took office in 2025 after Yoo Suk-yeol's impeachment. India and South Korea established diplomatic relations in 1973. The CEPA was signed in 2010, marking India's first free trade agreement with an East Asian country. The relationship was upgraded to a special strategic partnership in 2015. South Korean companies in India include Samsung, which is involved in electronics and displays, Hyundai and Kia, which are in the automobile sector, LG, which is in appliances, and POSCO, which is in steel. The bilateral trade between India and South Korea stands at approximately $20 to $25 billion annually, with India running a trade deficit. The Korean community in India numbers around 10,000 persons, concentrated in Gurugram, also known as Mini Korea. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant to GS2, International Relations, specifically India's bilateral relationships with East Asian nations, the Act East policy, strategic partnerships, CEPA and trade agreements, and the Quad and Indo-Pacific frameworks. Remember this number, 2015, the year the India-South Korea relationship was upgraded to a special strategic partnership. Note this carefully, the CEPA, signed in 2010, is India's first free trade agreement with an East Asian country, and its review is ongoing. This is a favorite prelims fact. South Korea is India's fifth largest trading partner in Asia. With this visit, India and South Korea are set to deepen their strategic partnership, with significant implications for trade, technology, and security cooperation. This development is a crucial milestone in India's engagement with East Asia, underscoring the country's commitment to its Act East policy and its role in the Indo-Pacific region.